Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Order is something that most everyone wants in their life. No one wants to live in the midst of total chaos, so we go to great lengths to keep our lives in order. And there's no place that we desire order more than in our homes. Maintaining household order with teens in the home is a challenge, to say the least. One of the first things to go for us was our home telephone. Gone are the days when that familiar ring meant that someone was calling for either Evie or me. Nowadays, it usually means that one of Renee or Alex's friends is calling for them. I simply became a volunteer secretary for my kids, taking names and numbers and relaying the messages when they got home. Not to mention the fact that I had to take down all the information, name, number, time of call. You see, these are all things that I was trying to teach my kids to do when calls came in for me. I can't tell you the times that I've seen someone out in public and they've asked me why I never returned their call. What call? I would ask. I didn't know about any call. Oh yes, we called about a month ago and left a message with one of your kids. So, once again, I would give my long speech on why it's so important to write the message down, get all the information, and lay it on Daddy's desk where I'll see it. But now the shoe was on the other foot. God forbid I forget to get a return phone number, or I would hear my own speech repeated back to me from one of my kids. Feeling like I was losing control of my own telephone, I came up with a great solution. I stopped answering the phone. Ring after ring. "Aren't you going to get that?" Evie would shout from another room. "No, it's probably for one of the kids." Now when the phone rings, my kids are usually the first to answer. After all, it is their phone. When people ask me for my home phone number these days, I give it to them and then say, "But if you really want to talk to me, call my cell phone. It's surgically attached and I'm sure to get the call." If you've got teenagers in your home, be encouraged. You're not the only one pulling your hair out. And when you reach your boiling point, remember, the teenage years are a time when children are slowly becoming adults and are bound to make many mistakes. It's kind of like how you are with your Heavenly Father, even now. The only difference is, I think He still answers His house phone. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.